Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest says that domestic violence often leads to workplace violence, which is why his law firm recently completed a series of briefings across both Carolinas, talking with human resources managers about connections between workplace and domestic violence. David Dubberly is an attorney and leader of the Employment and Labor Group at Nexen Pruitt in Columbia. David, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Now, recently, a domestic violence slash workplace violence incident occurred here in our state, a horrible experience for those over at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. What are the basics that a business, an organization, or a school can do to mitigate this risk of workplace violence that arises out of domestic violence?
Yes, sadly, Mike, domestic violence happens more than we think, and sometimes it impacts the workplace. For starters, employers can tell employees, we have zero tolerance for workplace violence. And if you ever feel threatened at work by anyone, even someone from outside the company, let us know right away and we'll investigate and do our best to deal with the threat. Employers can also train supervisors to recognize signs of domestic violence, to know what to say if an employee says that she or he is being abused.
So if an employee notifies management that they are being abused, what are the obligations of the employer?
Employers are required to take reasonable steps to minimize safety risks at work. What steps are reasonable is going to depend on the circumstances. They might include referring the employee to the company's employee assistance program, or referring them to a local shelter. It could be things like moving the employee's parking space closer to the entrance to a building, or making sure it's in a well-lit area, or offering to escort the employee to her car or his car after work. It could be screening calls that the employee receives from outside the company.
What if an employee shows the boss a restraining order to keep an abusive spouse away from them, including while they're at work? What are the obligations an employer has at that point?
A restraining order would likely require the abuser to stay away from the employee's workplace. So the employer should take reasonable steps to make sure the abuser stays away. The employer wants to make sure the receptionist knows not to let that person in, for example. One reasonable step may be to hire a security guard for a period of time.
Is this something that is normally addressed ahead of time in employee handbooks?
Yes, it is a good idea for every employer to have a workplace violence policy and for the policy to mention domestic violence. In addition to having a policy, supervisors should be trained on how to recognize and respond to signs of domestic violence, and employee assistance programs and local shelters can assist with the training.
What should happen in the case that a coworker learns of a colleague there at work that is being abused at home? Do they go to the authorities? Do they go to the boss?
If an employee becomes aware that a coworker is a victim of abuse at home, the employee should go to HR. Human resources will know what to do. They can refer the employee to an EAP or to a shelter. HR can work with management on any other steps that the employer should take.
And lastly, just assuming that the worst does happen, we have domestic violence slash workplace violence, do things like the Family Medical Leave Act come into play here?
Yes. If the employer and the employee are both covered by the FMLA, then a victim of domestic violence could be entitled to FMLA leave if the domestic violence results in a serious health condition.
How about unemployment pay?
A victim of domestic violence may be entitled to collect unemployment compensation if she or he left work or was fired as a direct result of domestic violence. The statute puts a couple of other conditions. The employee has to reasonably fear that they're going to be the victim of domestic violence at work or going to or from work, or they have to reasonably believe that leaving work is necessary for their safety or their family's safety.
Well, David, great information. Thanks a lot for your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
David Dubberly is an attorney and the leader of the Employment and Labor Group at Nexen Pruitt in Columbia, South Carolina. And he has provided a link to a paper that they have on this subject. We will have that posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org/SCBR, where you can hear this show again and post your comments with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.